The United States Supreme Court is handing a get-out-of-jail-free card to thousands of California convicts. Good evening, I'm Micah Ullman. Inmates are being ordered back on the streets because the state is chronically unable to hold them in decent condition, says the court. KTLA's Chris Burrows, live at the L.A. Sheriff's headquarters in Monterey Park, with more on the potential impact of today's decision. Chris.
54 inmates per toilet. That's way too many, according to the U.S. Supreme Court. So they're letting them go home early. Will that make your neighborhood more dangerous? Depends on who you ask. It's about the largest jailbreak in California history, and it's as legal as it gets. The Supreme Court itself ordering 32,000 California inmates back on our streets.
A pit in my stomach. Fear. I felt sick, scared.
Ana Del Rio's 20-year-old daughter, Teresa, was shot to death. She worries about a crime wave. Do the math. In L.A. County, 70% of released inmates commit crimes again. So as 32,000 criminals are released on our streets, if the 70% recidivism rate holds true, that means there will be 22,400 new crimes committed.
Put them where the Supreme Court lives. ACLU, let them go live in their neighborhoods.
None of that anger or fear was evident from Sheriff Baca today.
We can't just say that we can't do this. We have to find a way to do it. We have to find a way to minimize crime.
Baca says we can absorb the inmates because crime is so low right now. But Supreme Court Justice Scalia predicts, quote, terrible things will happen. Now, I've read this statement from Governor Brown over and over again today, and in it there's not a hint of anger at the Supreme Court. He seems to agree with their decision. Now, you don't have to worry about the entire flood of inmates coming out on the street the same week. They're going to release them in blocks of 5,000 over the course of 2 years. Back to you.
All right, Chris Burrows.